From Radio K-Man's newsroom, I'm Shanda Gallego with your latest news. Over the next year, government says its 2020 budget priorities include a hefty investment in education infrastructure. The Ministry of Education, Youth, Sports, Agriculture and Lands will use more than $50 million in budget allocations to fund the continued development of the New Zhonggui High School campus, along with other school upgrades, as well as the development of a new Sunrise Adult Training Center. The Central Caribbean Marine Institute is continuing its work to protect healthy coral reefs as it launches its 2020 version of the We Need Healthy Reefs campaign. As part of the program, the research center is hosting a reef lecture series, kicking off with a presentation by Dr. Anya Brown, collaborative scientist from the University of Florida, entitled Coral Health from Microbes to Branches. CCMI's Robin Larkin tells Radio K-Man healthy corals are critical for sustaining reefs.
This seminar will focus on trade-offs between types of coral growth, a coral disease outbreak, and what clues the microbes on corals tell us about their health.
Dr. Brown's session is Tuesday, January 21st at the National Gallery, starting at 5:45 p.m. Admission is free, but you're asked to register online at reefresearch.org/coralreef2020. Turning to regional news now, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has authorized the deployment of 150 National Guard members to Puerto Rico and arrived on the island for a visit Tuesday as aftershocks continue to rock the U.S. territory. More from Carib Update's Wendy Chateau.
The Puerto Rico Electric Power Authority said power has been restored to 99% of its customers, but nearly 5,000 people are still living in shelters, according to Secretary of State Elmer Roman. Governor Wanda Vasquez Grace declared a state of emergency and activated a National Guard 1 week ago after a 6.4 magnitude quake shook the island, killing at least one person, destroying homes and leaving most utility customers in the dark. Cuomo, who will tour the hardest-hit municipalities in the southern part of the island Wednesday, said he had authorized the deployment for the next 90 days. The governor last week deployed a team from the New York Power Authority to Puerto Rico. The New York delegation, which includes local leaders and elected officials, is also providing 800 blankets, 800 pillows, and 500 emergency preparedness packs with emergency first aid kits, radios, gloves, and masks, according to Cuomo's office. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio said Tuesday the city will have a team of 28 people on the island, including 16 building inspectors.
That's Carib Update's Wendy Chateau reporting. We now turn to the BBC with a check of international news. That's it for me. From Radio K-Man's newsroom, I'm Shanda Gallego.
BBC News with Chris Barrow. The Russian President Vladimir Putin has put forward constitutional changes that could extend his hold on power after his term ends in 4 years' time. He said future presidents should be limited to two terms. Mr. Putin is also planning to boost the powers of the State Council, which he chairs. The Russian government has resigned to clear the way for the changes. The United States and China are expected to sign a partial trade deal at around this time, easing the trade war between them. President Trump and China's Vice Premier Liu He are putting their names to the accord at a ceremony in the White House. The Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi, has announced the team that will prosecute Donald Trump's impeachment trial in the Senate. In a few hours' time, they're scheduled to take the articles of impeachment to the Senate, where the trial's expected to start next week. Scientists say the past decade was the world's warmest on record. Figures from leading weather agencies show that the average global temperature in recent years was consistently about 1 degree higher than the mid-19th century. Syrian government airstrikes are reported to have killed at least 9 civilians in the rebel-held city of Idlib, where a truce is meant to be in place. Earlier this month, Russia and Turkey brokered a ceasefire intended to ease the suffering of millions of people trapped in the region. German prosecutors are investigating a former EU diplomat on suspicion of spying for China. Police have raided homes and offices in Brussels and Germany as part of their inquiry. No arrests have yet been made. And that's the latest BBC News.